The daf began with a memra that Rav Yosef said in the name of Rav Yehuda, who had said in the name of Shmuel. And after Rav Yosef said this memra, he said, "Mori Davram, Toli Tanya, Bidoloi Tanya." Doesn't make sense that Rav Yehuda would have quoted his Rebbe Shmuel as explaining something that's a Mefurish Mishnah with something that is not a Mefurish Mishnah, not even a Mefurish Braisa. And because of that, Rav Yosef said that my memory must be playing games with me. This must be an example of Kol Mishkavoi Hafachto B'chalya. And even though I was once a Sinai, and my Torah was literally Kishulchan Aruch, it was Sturois, but now already it's not so Mesudar anymore. And I must have a bunch of facts that are mumble-jumbled inside my head, and let me try this again. And he presented us with the version 2.0, which was the majority of today's daf, a real Lomdash Asugya tucked away in Perek Yesh Noichlam. But the way Rav Yosef prefaced the fact that, you know, something I think I might have gotten wrong was, he said, Mori Davram. So what does that even mean? So if you take a look at the Rashbam, what he meant to say was as follows. V'hochi kama, ribayna shaloyim, efshir sheshamati mir Rav Yehuda shinu gadol kizeh. He asked on himself, is it possible that this is really what I heard? Right, ribayna shaloyim. A person will sometimes say, ay, ribayna shaloyim, ribayna da'al makula. That's what he said. But he didn't say ribayna shaloyim, he said Mori Davram. Who's Mori Davram? The master of Avram Avinu. Oh, but he said ribayna shaloyim. He asked Akasha on himself, is this even possible? Could it be that this is what I heard? Must be. It's not what I heard. And he took another crack at it. I once heard from the Rav and Alexander Bismedrish, Rabbi Yosef Ernst Schlitter. He said that why is it that whenever Rabbi Yosef found himself in this situation, he would use the expression Morid Avram. You find that this was Rabbi Yosef's lashon that he used, Morid Avram. What he meant to do was ask on himself. What he meant to say was Rabbeinu Shalom. But why refer to the Rabbeinu Shalom as Morid Avram? So he said, "B'shem the Kotzker Rebbe," that the Kotzker Rebbe said that the Medrash says in the beginning of Parshas Lech Lecha, it's this week's Parsha. "Vayomer Hashem al Avram Lech Lecha me'artzecha." Rabbi Yitzchak Pasach. Rabbi Yitzchak, he would begin Parshas Lech Lecha with a pasuk in Tehillim. "Shimi bas uri'i vati oznech v'shikri amech ubeis avich." I'm Rabbi Yitzchak. Mashal echad. I'll explain to you what a mashal. "Shaya oiver mi makam l'makam." He was going from place to place. "V'ra bira achas daylakes." And he saw a bira. He saw a big house, a mansion, and it was lit up. Amar, he said, "Toimra shabira zubele manik." Is it possible that there's nobody that lives in this house? Is it possible that there's nobody that built this house? Can't be, right? Because it didn't come from nowhere. And as soon as he said that, hates it's all a balabira, the balabira appeared to him, Amalei, and he told him, "Anihu balabira." You're 100% right. There is a manik to this bira, and I'm the manik to that bira. Kach, the Vishay Avinu Avram Oimer, HaKadosh Avram Avinu was saying, "Toimer Sha'ilam Azebele Manik." Is it possible that this world has no manik? Miyad hates it's all of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'omraloi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, "Anihu balabira." Saying, "Good Avram Avinu, I'm the Baal Olam." So the Ruf said that who is the first person ever to ask a bomb kasha? A kasha that literally changed the course of all mankind. It was Avram Avinu. When Avram Avinu said that, "Toimar sha'olam azebeloi manik," is it possible asada avelt on a manik? Avram Avinu was the first person to ask a good kasha. Where did he ask it? In the beginning of this week's parshas, the first medrash rab in parshas Lech Lecha. So when Rabbi Yosef wanted to ask a kasha on himself, he said, could it be Morid Avram? Because Avram Avinu goes down as the one that asked the first kasha, and that's why it was the name Avram Avinu that was invoked when Rav Yosef was a Toli Tanya, but the Tanya, he was trying to figure out what was going on over here. He didn't just say Ribbono Shel Olam. He said Morid Avram, because Avram Avinu is the first person to ever ask a good kasha. So this is Mamish Dover Be'itay Ma'atayv, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Lech Lecha. So just to talk a little bit on the parasha, as it relates to this Medrash. So the Medrash says that Avram Avinu one day recognized that if there's a world, there must be a manik, right? Moshel to a person that's over me mokim lamokim. V'ra bira achas doylakbes. Amar toimer shabira zubalei manik. Can't be. So too, Toimar she'olam hazeh b'lo imanig, and it was immediately after he said that that Vayomer Hashem el Avram lech lecha, Hakadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself to Avram Avinu and he tells him lech lecha. You're right. Hates it's all of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. The Rambam in the beginning of Hilchas Avodah Zarah Ki Yadua in Perek Aleph, so he talks a little bit about how Avram Avinu asked this question, this Morid Avram. And how he came to what he came to. So the Rambam says as follows: Halacha Gimel. It's talking about the early life of Avram Avinu. Kiman shenigmal eson zeh. Soon as this eson, this very strong person, Avram Avinu, started maturing a little bit. Hischal l'shoyteit bedaitoi. He started wandering a little bit in his mind. V'hu katan. He was very young. U'lechashe b'yom v'layla. And he was obsessed with these thoughts. He would think about them during the day. He would think about these thoughts at night. And this was his kasha. This was the Morid Avram. Heich efsher sheyeh hagalgal hazeh noyeg tamid. How's it possible that you have such an incredible, such a complex bria, and that there should be no manik? Who's making the world turn? Like, who's behind all this? He said, it can't be this is happening on its own. Says the Rambam, that Avram Avinu didn't have loy melamed, he didn't have a rebbe, v'loy moidia davar, he didn't have any mentor, he didn't have a chavrusa, he didn't have somebody that was sharing anything with him. Elamushka be'ur kazdim, he was shakua. He was steeped, he was entrenched in the culture of Ur Kasdim, between idol worshippers, pagans, that were, in classic Rambam language, tipshim. The Aviv Imoy, says the Rambam, Avram Avinu's father and his mother, v'chola'am, and everyone that he knew, the entire society, well, Oivdem Avodah Zarah, and the Rambam says, not just that, Avram Avinu was, he grew up in a house where they were Oivdei Avodah Zarah. Avram Avinu did not grow up in a religious house. And he grew up in a house where people were Oivdei Avodah Zarah. And he was Oivdei together with him. But while he was being Oivdei Avodah Zarah, his lave was not with him. It wasn't there. It was wandering. Umeven. And it was trying to understand. Achehisig derech ha'emes. Until finally he acquired the derech ha'emes. The haven kavat tzedek midaitoi hanuchayna. V'yod, then he realized sheyesha melika. Echad, there's a God and there's only one God. V'hu manik ha'galgal, he's the one that conducts this galgal. V'hu bara ha'koil, and he's the one that created everything. V'aim b'chol hanimtza elika chutz mimenu. And there's nothing in the world besides for him. V'yod ha'shakolam toim. And then he chapt, I'm right and they're wrong. Yeah, everybody is wrong. They're all time, they're all making a mistake. V'dara Vidavar Shagaram Lahem Litois, and he even understood why they came to making a mistake, which is what the Rambam talks about earlier, the Dar Enosh, Vadvar Matikim. And says the Rambam, you want to know when Avram Avinu came to this Akara? Uben Arbam Shana Hika Avram Azbayra. He came to this Akara when he was 40 years old. So it started, the Rambam says, when he was a katan. Kivan Shinigmal Esenza, Hiskhul Shaitit Badaitev, who katan. Ulachashabiyam of Alayl. And he was obsessed with, like, this doesn't make any sense. But although he started thinking about this at a very young age, it took him time. It was a process. It was an avodah. And it wasn't until he turned 40 years old that he came to the recognition and the hakara that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the one that created him. And then the Rambam starts moving really quickly. He started holding public debates, started breaking the tzlamim, he ended up running away, gets thrown into the fire, and of course, Klal Yisrael comes and the rest is history. But the point is, Avram Avinu had this kasha that the Medrash says right in the beginning, it's the first Medrash Rabban Parshas Lech Lecha, the Rambam, B'Lashayne Azov, and Hilchas Avodah Zarah, Perek Aleph, Halacha Gimel, he talks about it a little bit more. The point is, Avram Avinu was the one. He was the one that had this great Sakasha. And because he had this great Sakasha, he ultimately figured it out the way he figured it out. But I'll tell you something very interesting. When we read the Medrash, we teach the Medrash the way I think most people teach the Medrash. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Moshel Echad, Shoya Oiver Mimokim Lamokim, V'ra Bira Achas Doilekes. There was a person who was traveling from place to place, and he saw a Bira, saw a mansion, Doilekes. It was lit up. Amar, he said, Taimash Abira Zubalei Manik, hates it's all about Abira. That's the Moshel. And of course, we know the Nimshal. And the truth is, if you look at Pirish Rashi on the Medrash, so Rashi on the Medrash says exactly what we just said. Rosh Hamayim Ayin Shal. But if you take a look at Roiv of the Mefarshei Medrash, the Pirish Eitz Yosef, the Pirush of the Marzu, the Pirush of the Efei Toyar on the Medrash, they all teach the Medrash differently from the way that we just teach the Medrash. This person that was traveling Mimakim Lamakim saw a Bira Achas that was Dilekes. You know what it means that the Bira was Dilekes? It was ablaze. It was up in flames. It was consumed by fire. Not Dilekes, there was a Ner Dilek and somebody is poring over a manuscript and he's pondering the secrets of the world. That's not what he sees. What he sees is a fire. And when he saw the fire, he said, is it possible? Toimesha Abira Hazubaloi Manik hates it's all about Abira. And the oimik of the mushal, and therefore the oimik of the nimshal is a little bit different, based on the way roiv mefarshei medrash. It's not a favar from the mar mokum. Go through the mefarshei medrash. They tire is like the ikam pirish kiyadua on precious rabba. The itzirat and the marzu on the two sides. They're the equivalent thereof to your Rashi and Tosfos and the Talmud Bavli, right? And this is the way they're all mefarshit. That he saw a bira achas dilekes that was up in flames, and he said, one second, if there was a manic to this bira, then why is it up in flames? That's what he couldn't so much come to. And that's the oimik of this guy. Plus, you learn, there's a guy who's walking, he sees a nice house, he says, somebody must have built it, it must be an architect, somebody paid the bills, right? Oh, must be there's a manic labira. I hear, I mean, yeah, it's pretty straightforward. It took Avraham Avinu all these years to figure that out, right? There's a little bit more oimik here, right? There has to be a little bit more oimik here. He saw a bira that was on fire. And if you would have asked the man on the street, who owns this bira? Nobody. There's no manik to this bira. I mean, someone built it, obviously. But whoever built it, other shluft, other he's b'medina sayam, he died. I don't know. He doesn't care. There's no manik to this bira right now. Because if there's a manik to the bira, there'd be the fire department here. And they'd be with it with hoses. And they'd be trying to put out the fire. From the fact that the bira was dilekes, the oil was starting to question, maybe there's no manik to this bira. But this one guy that was going to Mokim Lamokim, he says, it's not possible. It can't be. Taimash Abira Zubalay Manik, even though right now it looks like total anarchy. And it doesn't look like there's a manik to the bira. But it can't say. There has to be a manik to the bira. And hates it's all about Abira. And that's the mushal, which plays into the oimik of the nimshal. And that is, the oimik of the nimshal is that sometimes you look around the world and it doesn't look like there's a manik to the bira. It just doesn't look like it. Does it look like someone created the world? Yeah, it's certainly, obviously. Obviously, somebody created the world. But whoever created the world doesn't look like he's paying too much attention to it. And that was a prevailing thought amongst the Ovdei Avodah Zarah. Aristoi Kiyodua believe that. And there was an idea, meaning Aristoi believed Sha'olam Ein Leikadmon, but he said, Afilu Hachi, the Eibishter is Mashkiach, but Ada Yoreach, or whatever his belief was. But the point is that, look around. It's Tzadik V'Raloi, Rosh V'Toivloi. There's parts of the world that are complete upheaval. It just doesn't make sense that there's a manik to the bira. And Avraham Avinu was able to deher, again, we're not explaining the whole mashal and the nimshal here, but just a little bit of oimek here. He saw a bira dilekes, and Avraham Avinu at Fashtan, and he taught the world as a filu, a bira dilekes, shreit asado a manik lebira. And even though it looks like there is no manik lebira, of course somebody built the bira. That's not Avraham Avinu's chiddush. That's not this guy who's going to Mokum, the Mokum's chiddush. The people that he's sitting and, you know, fighting with in the Kretschmid when he's telling the Chevra, you know, there's a manik to that bira. They say, no, there's not. What are they saying? They say nobody built the bira? That's not what they're saying. That's not the fight, right? That's not the debate over here. What they're arguing about is there a manik to the bira right now? Or he let this bira dilekes just be? Because if somebody owns this bira, why would he let it be on fire? And what Avraham Avinu, what this guy that's going mokum lamokum is tainting, that it's true this bira is dilekes. It's true this bira is on fire. There's no question about it. But at the same time, I'm telling you, there's a divine madness, so to speak. Yeah, it looks like everything is on fire. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the architect of it. HaKadosh Baruch Who's behind it. And for whatever reason, the person that built this beer is very happy with his beer being dilekes right now. And just because we don't understand, it doesn't mean it's not the truth. At the end of the day, there's a manik to this beer. And if that's the case, Avraham Avinu was moisef in his emunah, in his akar and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that even though you look around the world sometimes and, you know, you don't hear it so much, but this is the way it is. The emes is, the Yefei Toyar, when he explains the mashal and the nimshal, Ayin Shalom, if you want to go through this a little bit better, he shtel su a gemara, mesechtes brachas, tav zayin amadeh, is a very, very well-known gemara. The Gemara says, "Am Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shim Beyechai." Miyom Shabar Hakadosh Baruch Hu Esayilam. From the day that Hakadosh Baruch Hu created the world, Loihaya Adam Shekar Hakadosh Baruch Hu Adain. There was no one who called Hakadosh Baruch Hu Adain. At Shabba Avram Avinu Vekare Adain. Until Avram Avinu came and he called Hakadosh Baruch Hu Adain. Shneemar Vayoymer Aleph Dal Nun Yud Vayoymer Hashem Elikim Bama Eda Ki Iroshena. It's in the parish of the Bris Mein Absarim. This is this week's parish. So Rabbi Yechon said the name of Shem Bayechai. The Miyom Shabar Hakadosh Baruch Hu Esayilam. And if you take a look at the Yifei Tayar, he says that this Gemara has a shaychus to this Medrash. The Hilgich Sam Sofer in a Tshuva. This is in Chayshim Mishpat, Simon Kuf Tzadik Beis. We have a raid bite on this. We once went through this Barucha, but just one snippet that's pertinent to this Shmuz says, Adavar Nifli, he says, what did the Yifei Tayar mean when he shtotsu this Gemara? He said what he meant was as follows. It really comes from a Rashba. I ain't chum if you want to go through it inside. But the oimik of the Nakuda is, the Chasam Sofer says, you know, it always bothered me, this Gemara. The Gemara says, in Miyom Shabar, Barak Kadosh Baruch Hu Esa Oilam, Lehoya Adam Shekar Kadosh Baruch Hu Adain, At Shabba Avram Avinu Vekare Adain. So it means no one called the Kadosh Baruch Hu Adain until Avram Avinu. The first time you see Aleph Dal Nun Yud in the Torah is in this week's parasha. Vayoymer Aleph Dal Nun Yud Elohim Bamei Eda Ki Iroshen. So the Chasam Sofer asks, he says that we know that Yid is not allowed to say the Shem Havaya, right? You can't say the Shem Havaya. Loikish ani nichtov ani nikra. Now the Shem Havaya appears many times in the Torah before Vayoymer Hashem Elohim Bamei Eda Ki Iroshen. All those Shem Havayas are pronounced as Adain, Aleph Dal Nun Yud. So what does the Gemara mean that there was no one that called the Kadosh Baruch Hu Adain at Shabbat Avram? Avram Avinu was Mechadash Adain. If Avram Avinu was Mechadash Adain, then how did somebody say Havaya? If somebody was talking about a Kadosh Baruch Hu to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, you said Havaya, that's the Shem of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Ikar Shem of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So if that's the case, and no one said Adain until Avram Avinu, so how'd they say Havaya? This is the Chasam Sofer's kasha. Had they say Havaya, if Avram Avinu was Mechadish Adain, a Gemara in Bracha Sayin Amadeus, then it exactly explained to me, said the Chasam Sofer, had anybody say Havaya? He says, it's not mistabber that there was no Havaya up until that point. Nobody was saying Havaya. Havaya is the Shemus of the Bria, etc. But it can't be no one was Mishnamish with Havaya. But if no one said Adain, then how are you Mishnamish with Havaya? So the Chasam Sofer says, a Dabba Nifla. The Chasam Sofer says that the Kri of the Shem Havaya is Aleph Dal Nun Yud. There's also a Shem called Aleph Dal Nun Yud. He says, but they're not the same thing. He said, what's Havaya? Havaya is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hoya Hoya V'Yiva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu pre-existed the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is eternal. Hoya Hoya V'Yiva, it's the Shem of all the Shemes that underpins all of Bria Sa'olam. The reason the Kriya of Havaya is Aleph Dal Nun Yud, because really one begets the other. Havaya means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Makar of all Havaya, of all Metzias. Aleph Dal Nun Yud means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Adain. He is the Manig. He's the boss. And essentially, the reason the Kriya of Havaya is Aleph Dal Nun Yud is because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, that sort of suggests that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Adain of the world as well. If you built something and you own the title, then you're the boss. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Hoya Hoya V'Yiyah, then by definition, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Bara Es HaKoel, and by definition, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Adoin of HaKoel. So yeah, there's an Adnus, which is the Kriya of Havaya. But Sedech Sam Sofer, it's not the same as the Shem Adnus, where you see written in the Torah, Aleph Dal, not you see Yud Kei Vav Kei, you read it Aleph Dal Nun Yud, but you actually see Aleph Dal Nun Yud. That's already different. And the reason that's different, Sedech Sam Sofer, is because you know what that Shem means? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Adoin, not Machmas, he created the world. He's Adoin because he's Adoin. And what does that mean? He's Adoin because he controls the world. See, it's not the same thing. You could be Balabus because you're the owner. You could be Balabus because you're the CEO. You're not necessarily the owner. Ad Shabba, Avram Avinu, the Velt knew that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. That wasn't the sugya. And Avada, they knew there was a Shem Aleph Dal Nun Yud. That's the Kree of Havaya. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Adon. You know why he's Adon? Because he's Hayav V'Yir. And if you create it, you're the owner. You have 100% of the shears. So obviously you're the Adon. But does that mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Manig? Does that mean if you see a Bira Doilekes that's on fire, that necessarily means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created that fire? No, it doesn't necessarily mean that, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu built it. Yeah, he's the architect. But it could be that Abish is Bel-Yoinim, like Aristo said, and he's not paying attention to what's going on down in this world. But Avram Avinu came, and he was Mechadish, that there's a new Shem called Aleph Tal Nun Yud. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Adai, not only Machmas, because he created the world, and he's the Hoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoy Boyre, he's also Manig, and that's an independent Inyan. One is not necessarily Tali in the other. Avraham Avinu came to that Hakara through this Mashal of the Bira Doilekes, the Bira that's on fire, and HaKadosh Baruch, and Avraham Avinu says that even a Bira that's on fire, I see. Now, you have to know where he saw, but he said, I see, does Avraham Avinu. That's HaKadosh Baruch, and that's the Oimik of the Yifei Toyer, quotes the Rajbu, Shtal Sudis Gemara, Bracha Zayin Amad Beis, that Miyom Shabar, HaKadosh Baruch, Sanga Hayadim, Shakar, HaKadosh Baruch, Adoin, at Shabbat Avram, it's the Oimik in this Medrash, based on this Pirush. It's the Oimik of this Medrash, based on this Pirush, that the Bira Dilekes was a Bira on fire. And that was Avraham Avinu's Chiddush. That, of course, Hashem created the world. But Hashem's also managed the world. Everything that happens, happens from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's this Inyan that the Bira, even the Bira Dilekes, even when it looks like things are mamish all over the place and doesn't look like what? Which manig would allow this to happen? Must be the manig is gone. And right now, this Bira has no manig. Avraham says, no. No such thing, and hates it's all about Abira. And that was Avraham Avinu's Chiddush, and that's what it means. Lehoya, there was no one from the times of Adam Arishon, Achabah Avraham Avinu, that was Kara, like Kodesh Baruch Hu.